Hi, this is Collarworks Radio. I'm your host, Justin Baker, and this week, Susan Meyer is here. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. that's our new theme music, John Cage. When we were last talking, we were talking about the, was it the Philosopher's Stone?
Scholar's
Stone. You were talking about your interest in that. I was interested in looking at your work and then reading a little bit about you. You talked about how you would collect the small rocks, scan them, and build the sculptures from that. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah. So I would, actually, my stepson found this beautiful little rock on a long time ago, and I had it hanging around my studio and took a class in how to digitally scan the rock and then slice it in a digital program, and then you can print it out. So the layers from the rock would be printed out of wood. And I made a sculpture.
Oh, interesting.
That's maybe about 4 feet. And it started more and more looking a little like figurative.
Mm-hmm.
And Joan Rivers died at around this time period, I think, as I was completing the sculpture. And I named it after Joan Rivers. And somehow the idea of this kind of contemplative rock come to life. And it has kind of a pugilistic stance, kind
okay.
of, and then some glittery bits. And it's a little bit smaller than you might think it would be in real life. Just mm-hmm. all sort of melded in my head. And so I made a number of scholars' stones named after female Borscht Belt comics. So there's Mitzi, and there's Phyllis, and there's Barbara, and Barbara Streisand was not a Borscht Belt comic, but she did play Fanny Bryce in two films. So
right, yeah, okay, yeah.
And then Barbara Streisand has shown up in some other pieces. I just finished a piece called Venus, and they're little bits of her eyes and lips from a record album that my husband, a painter, has in his studio.
Okay.
So I don't know what that's about, but I'm embracing it.
Okay. And one of the Barbara pieces was at the show at the Albany Saturn Gallery, right?
Yes, Barbara Ball. And that's from another record album cover with Barbara on the cover. And there are just little bits. I've been kind of making geodesic spheres from acrylic, from laser cut acrylic, but also from laser cut collage on wood.
And oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm making a few like that hanging piece, the big hanging piece in the show is also parts of that. And I just like the idea of making a collage and then cutting it up and having to sort of reassemble the pieces, the kind of chance that John Cage would agree, I'm sure, but the kind of chance that's involved in that, that activity.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it was beautiful, the Barbara piece, but you actually going back to the wall hanging that you did with the benches and looking at, and again, like they're not the normal benches. You actually, what were they? The conversation benches?
Yeah, they're these benches in Washington Park. They're in another park in Albany, but the ones I was looking at are in Washington Park in Albany. And they're these modernist park benches. They're by this kind of scruffier edge of the park near the skateboarding, what was a tennis court and is now a skateboard park.
Right.
And they're kind of conversation benches. So two people would sit in one direction and the other two on the ends would sit on the other direction and kind of this sort of old school cultivation of dialogue amongst park visitors. But I just love these benches. I've been trying to figure out who designed them. It's not an easy thing. But I took a number of pictures of them and then used them in a few different flat pieces. But then, and I guess this piece is flat. It's just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, kind of cut up the pieces and reassembled them. So they sort of look like the benches and sort of look like these kind of sea creatures at the same time, or creatures of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, well, the wall piece is really, it's really quite beautiful. It almost has like a tapestry feel to it, which I found really quite pleasing.
Yeah. I was thinking of it being like a quilt in some ways.
Yeah.
And sort of addressing, I've long really loved the quilts of Geese Bend. And I was also thinking of the internet and sort of the weird connections of the internet. There's sort of, these kind of lines of different colors that kind of crisscross. And I was thinking of the tubes of the, I don't know if you've ever read that book, Tubes, about the internet. It's sort of a fest.
No, I haven't. Okay.
This guy, his internet stops working and he realizes it's a squirrel has like chomped on some of the wires.
Okay.
And he goes on a search to find where actually is the internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. He tries to find the internet. Okay. That's really quite hysterical. I take that's fiction.
No.
He really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Tubes. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. Here I'm thinking it's like a Twin Peaks kind of thing. Okay. Well, it's, you know, what's funny, what I liked about the benches, the imagery of them and connecting to the geodesic domes, and even when you're talking about the internet, like these are all things man-made that try to connect us in some way to each other, and you know, hopefully we're better from that, and typically we're not, which
right.
is, you know, it's ideal, you know, and it's like beautiful, but never really quite works for whatever reason.
Right. I think the internet is maybe this idea of connecting everybody, connectivity, you know, the utopia of that, and it's a lot of other things too.
Yeah. Going back to the laser cutting and the glass and the digital manipulation, which I, you know, as someone who works with technology, I find that quite interesting. But the end result is always, it's a very like, well, it's a weird thing because like your work plays with nature or it's referenced by nature in some way, but then it becomes kind of rigid in form, but it starts, it's like a back and forth. There's like a dialogue in the making process.
Yes.
How did you get into like using the computer in that way, or is that even part of it, or is it?
Yeah, the computer is part of it. There's, I think, a real back and forth between hand making and making with the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that started with me making a piece and wanting to see it in a different material and just deciding to figure out how to do that.
Uh-huh.
This was maybe 15 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. So I would never, you know, in college or grad school, I would never have thought that I'd be using a computer to make my work as
right.
much as I am.
Yeah.
But it's a real back and forth. And I think it's really important to me that the hand making is still apparent and still in it. And that there's this kind of back and forth. I think that is sort of indicative of our culture right now too, that there's this back and forth between how we function, between using a digital way of communicating, of saying things, of, you know, it's been so quickly integrated. It's kind of amazing. But so too in my work, I guess, but I do want there to be this kind of the feeling of the hand. And I
right.
think I'm,
they do
I'm,
have that though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just not good enough at, at making, you know, like I'm always kind of trying to figure out how to do what I'm trying to do.
Uh-huh.
And that I like, that
but
I find
always,
challenging
you always feel like you're learning in some
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I would agree with that. Yeah.
That struggle is kind of apparent in the work and in places.
Yeah, maybe in places. But, you know, again, to the audience listening, there are really these, you know, beautiful, I wouldn't call them like pristine in the way they're made, but there's like a real craftsmanship to it. Maybe that's a better word.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, cause like in sculpture, it's like, you know, when you look at it, it's easy to forget get sometimes that like someone made that, you know?
Right.
And then you some, I don't know, in looking at, you want to appreciate that in some way.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're funny. They have kind of a, they're odd. They have kind of, I do think they have a certain amount of beauty, but there's an oddity to them too that, that I'm very, that has to be there for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up there.
Okay,
again,
you.
Susan, thank you so much. And again, this is Collar Works Radio. As always, go check out Collar Works, 621 River Street.
Yes.
We're coming up March 29th, the 41st Photo Regional. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.